SBS. Stories from around the forces world.
The Royal Irish Regiment has been without a mascot for over 12 months, but have recently taken delivery of their new mascot, a five-month-old Irish wolfhound by the regimental name of Brian Boru the 10th. He has his regimental number and will soon receive his military ID card. He now just needs a pet name. The P4 classes of Dundonald Primary School have been voting for what it will be and got to meet the pup before they made the announcement.
Okay, what I'll do now is bring in Ranger Moore, who is our mascot handler. He looks after Brian Boru. Come on in.
Ranger Moore, tell us the history of having an Irish wolfhound as the mascot of the Royal Irish Regiment.
In the 1970s, the commanding officer was presented with an Irish wolfhound as a present for leaving. And ever since that, we have just always stuck with the Irish wolfhound as a mascot.
This is Brian Boru the 10th. What's the significance of the name Brian Boru?
The High King of Ireland was called Brian Boru. And ever since that, it's always been Brian Boru as our mascot's official name.
As well as his official name, he has a kennel name and now a pet name?
His kennel name was Jordan of Nutstown, and now with Dundonald Primary School choosing his pet name, that's the name that I'll be using for him. And then on his parades, it will be Brian Boru the 10th.
He's 5 months old now, so he's actually going to start regimental duties. What is his first parade going to be?
His first parade will be on the 4th of June, and that will be for Old Soldiers Day. And that is really just me taking him to show him off. He'll not be marching with a band or anything like that. It's just for him to get used to a crowd.
Major Gray, how was this pup chosen from the litter?
We were going to get a pup from a litter born in Galway, but they were all female. And there was a buyer in America who wanted a female pup. The breeder swapped him for the female one, so we got him.
Is the mascot always born in Ireland?
No, he hasn't been up till now, but that's what I would like to achieve going forward.
I overheard you telling the children that there is actually a difference in the breed size.
I'm not an expert on wolfhounds, but from what I've heard, read and conversations, I understand that the bloodline outside of Ireland would tend to be slightly smaller.
And he's quite an unusual colour, isn't he?
He is, that pale colour, and we're told he'll get paler. He's got the charcoal on the tips of his ears and on his tail, and also his snout. But again, all of that, we're told, will get paler.
Mrs. Gray, you are the P4 teacher, and they have had the chance to pick the pet name. How did that come about?
We're a school with very strong cross-community links, so we thought it would be an excellent opportunity to be involved in this and to give as many children as possible the chance of picking the name. And our pupils have been absolutely thrilled at meeting Brian Boru and picking his pet name.
There was a choice of four. If you just said pick a name, it could have been
Wolfie McWolfie.
Well, the choices which were actually chosen by some of the young officers of the regiment were Albie, Dub, because he's from Dublin, Conry, which means Wolf King, and Conal.
I believe there was a little bit of homework that they had to do as well.
Yes, last night's homework was to think of two questions to ask the dog handler and Major Gray.
But before the questions could be asked, it was time to find out the name.
Zach's going to tell us now what Brian Boru the 10th is going to be called.
Brian Boru pet name will be
So his name's Conry. That's the name that most of you voted for.
I'm Cherry Casey for BFBS in Dundonald.